Wimbledon 2025, Jack Draper, Emma Raducanu and Katie Boulter lead large British contingent at the All England Club, BBC Sport, date modified : 2025-06-29T13:5638.939Z, description : Wimbledon starts on Monday with 23 British players in the men's and women's singles, the most since 1984. Find out who's playing and why so many Britons are competing. Most Britons in a generation, home stars set for Wimbledon, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, British women's number 2 Katie Boulter is among 50-plus home players at Wimbledon, Jonathan Jureyko, BBC Sport tennis news reporter, published, 1 hour ago, 92 comments, Wimbledon 2025 dates, June 30th to July 13th venue, All England Club coverage, live across BBC TV, radio and online with extensive coverage on BBC iPlayer, red button, connected TVs and mobile app. If you want to keep tabs on all the British players at Wimbledon this year, it may need to be a multi-screen experience. There are 23 Britons competing in the men's and women's singles at the All England Club, the most since 1984. The home ranks exceed 50 when we add the doubles, wheelchair events, and juniors. With the Grass Court Grand Slam tournament starting on Monday, here are British names and storylines to keep an eye on. Why so many British singles players? 7 of the British contingent have qualified directly through their world rankings, with players inside the top 100 guaranteed a spot. It is only the second time this has happened since 2016. United States-based college student Oliver Tarvett came through the qualifying tournament, while a further 15 players were handed wild cards. Former British number 1 Dan Evans, 35, was notable on that list, while three teenagers, Mika Stojasifuljevic, Hannah Klugman and Mimi Su, were also given opportunities, the British teenage trio creating Wimbledon history, published 2 days ago, Everything You Need to Know About Wimbledon 2025, published 1 day ago, Alcaraz and Sabalenka among Wimbledon title hopefuls, published 10 hours ago, Wimbledon's wildcard committee considers a variety of factors, including ranking, form and previous grass court results, when deciding recipients. We discuss what is right for the players and the event, British women's team captain Ankia Thaw Vong, who is on the wildcard committee, told BBC Radio 5 Live. We're fortunate to have a British Grand Slam and it is in everyone's interests to support British players where we can. Where we can give British players opportunities and expose them to the highest level of tennis, we would like to do so. Having 14 players inside the world's top 200, the most since 1984, shows Britain's growing depth of talent. Multiple factors have contributed to this improvement. These include Andy Murray's success inspiring the youngsters, a national tennis centre in Roehampton providing state-of-the-art training facilities, and players, notably Cameron Norrie and Jacob Fearnley, developing in the US college system before turning professional. British women's number 3 Sana E. Cardle says watching friends and peers enjoy success has also helped. I'd say the higher number of top 200 players is a mix of things, there's not one specific reason, said Cardle. We've got a lot of good sparring partners when we're back home and we're all pushing each other. I think there's a healthy rivalry and that adds to it. Draper takes center stage in post-Murray era. Jack Draper, ranked 4th in the world, leads home men's singles hopes. The 23-year-old Englishman has become a title contender following a stunning rise over the past 12 months. No British player has been seated as high as Draper since world number 1 and defending champion Andy Murray in 2017. Draper is one of 13 Britons in the men's singles, with Fearnley, Norrie and Billy Harris also earning direct entry. Wildcard Evans became emotional on the eve of Wimbledon when he discussed his recent struggles. Draper ready to carry post-Murray Wimbledon mantle, published 22 hours ago, Evans put name back out there as Eastbourne run ends, published 2 days ago, how Draper became a genuine Wimbledon contender, published 5 days ago, the former world number 21 briefly slipped out of the top 200 this year but has justified his wild card with recent eye-catching victories over top 20 players Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul. It's not the matches, it's when you feel like you've let people down, that's the tougher thing about it, said Evans. Further wild cards went to Jay Clark, Oliver Crawford, George Lofhagen, Johannes Munde, Jack Pinnington-Jones, Henry Searle, and Arthur Ferry. The home contingent increased when Tarvit, who cannot claim full prize money because of U.S. college system rules, became the first British man to come through qualifying in 8 years. Raducanu and Bolter lead women's challenge. Emma Raducanu will capture plenty of attention as she looks to build on last year's run to the last 16. Raducanu, 22, has regained her position as the British women's number one. Generally looking happier and more relaxed, the 2021 US Open champion has reached two WTA quarterfinals and returned to the world's top 40, but she does not expect much at Wimbledon after a difficult build-up. Katie Bolter has fallen to 43rd in the rankings. The 28-year-old remains a threat on grass with her big striking game but has drawn Spanish 9th seed Paula Badesa in round 1. Raducanu to face British teenager Sue at Wimbledon, published 2 days ago. Deodorant comment controversy affected me. GB's Dart, published 22 hours ago. How to watch and follow Wimbledon across the BBC, published 3 days ago. I'm very, very excited, Bolter said. I feel like it's a totally different situation for me coming in this year. I'm kind of like a dark horse and I like that feeling. I like the fact I can go out and swing free and I've got nothing to lose. Cardle is the third British woman with direct entry, having climbed almost 250 ranking places since her Wimbledon debut last year. Established players Jodie Burrage, Harriet Dart, Francesca Jones, and Heather Watson were also given wild cards. Can Brits continue doubles run? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Queen's champions Lloyd Glasspool and Julian Cash are bidding to become the first all-British pair to win the men's doubles since 1936. The British doubles scene, particularly the men's side, remains in rude health. Julian Cash and Lloyd Glasspool have emerged as the standout British pairing this year and the third best in the world. In their first full season together, Cash and Glasspool have won 3 ATP titles, including back-to-back at Queen's and Eastbourne. Such form places them among the favourites for Wimbledon, with men's doubles proving fruitful for home players in recent years. How British pair became Kings of Queens, Second Serve, published 6 days ago. Doubles champion Patton okay about not being recognised, published 3 days ago. GB's Patton and Finn Heliovaara triumph in Melbourne, published January 25. Reigning champion Henry Patton, who made his breakthrough alongside Cash before the pair split 2 years ago, will look to defend the trophy alongside Finland's Harry Heliovaara. Neil Skupski won his first Slam title at the All England Club in 2023 and is looking for another with fellow Briton Joe Salisbury, whose major winning CV is only lacking his home tournament. In the women's draw, Olivia Nichols is the lone British seed after enjoying a fine season with Slovakian partner Tereza Mihalikova. The pair won their first WTA title by shocking French Open champions Jasmine Paolini and Sarah Errani in the recent Berlin final. Hewitt defends wheelchair crown. In the wheelchair events, Alfie Hewitt defends the men's singles he won last year to complete a career Grand Slam. Gordon Reid, champion in 2016, also has direct entry, with Ben Bartram and Dannon Ward receiving wild cards. Lucy Schucker and Cornelia Oosthuizen, Britain's leading two women, also received wild cards, as did Greg Slade to join fellow 2024 Paralympic silver medalist Andy Lapthorne in the quad wheelchair draw. Related topics, tennis, more on this story, live scores, results, and order of play, get tennis news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments. 92, top stories, live. Club World Cup, European champions PSG face Messi's Inter Miami in last 16, 4,241 viewing, 4.2K viewing, live. Austrian GP, Norris wins from Piastri to narrow title gap, reaction, 14,247 viewing, 14K viewing, live. Build up as England host Jamaica in final warm-up before Euros, 3,503 viewing, 3.5K viewing. Elsewhere on the BBC, Diane Morgan's heartfelt journey into her own past, Munro Burgdorf on finding love as a trans woman, jaw-dropping black comedy film starring Barry Keoghan, the World War I origins of pioneering plastic surgery. Elsewhere in sport, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes. What factors are at play? The British teenage trio creating Wimbledon history. Will Archer 2.0 still be a £100 million cheat code on England test return? The end of one of football's great fullback duos. Where do they rank? The Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40. The chase is on. Why no team can feel safe against Stokes England? Will sports best dressed officials be missed at Wimbledon? Euro 2025. How have England evolved? What are Wales' chances? Like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars. Video: like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars. Which drivers are in danger of losing their seat for 2026? Which young players could light up Euro 2025? What do you remember about the 2013 Lions Tour? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance. Contact the BBC. BBC emails for you. Advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. window __web_app_config__=, window_initial_data_data_global_navigation, country];\end\language:\engb\end\service:\commercial\names\global\navigation\props\country\end\language\end\service\commercial\commercia